The report looks at the start of the mining boom in late 2002 and takes its modelling out to 2030. It found the big winners are Australian households. Disposable incomes went up and income taxes fell. One of the report authors, Peter Downes.
The mining boom has added about 6% to GDP. There's a further trading gain from the increase in the terms of trade of about 6%, so overall GDP is higher by, or national income I should say, is higher by around 11 or 12%. And that flows through to household income with the improvement in commodity prices leading to a higher exchange rate, which lowers import prices, which transfers a fair bit of the income from the mining sector to the household sector. And the government sector, the budget, benefits from higher taxes, which also allowed lower income taxes.
The notable effect of the boom was the higher exchange rate. In short, the Aussie dollar rose, and imports like flat-screen TVs became even cheaper. But it was exports that suffered from that higher exchange rate, especially farm exports. All up, agricultural output dropped 15%.
Whereas agriculture is largely servicing the export market, and with that, a lot of imported inputs, and hence that they have the largest negative from the higher exchange rate.
And what is that negative?
So if the exchange rate is 30% higher, then export prices are 30% lower. So they're getting less for their wheat, their wool, their beef than they otherwise would. Because the prices for those things are set on the world market, if the Australian dollar is higher, then you're obviously getting less for every tonne of wheat and tonne of beef that you export. The agriculture has actually been doing quite well because its prices have been very high. If it wasn't for the mining boom, the agricultural sector would be really booming. Because the exchange rate is much higher, that's offset some of the benefit that the farm sector would have got from higher wheat and other prices that they've experienced over the last few years.
Farmers weren't the only ones feeling the pinch from the high dollar. Manufacturers that export were also hit. But Peter Downes says it needs to be understood that manufacturing in Australia would have declined anyway, as it has across all OECD countries. And he says the news wasn't bad for all sectors of manufacturing.
Some parts of manufacturing benefit from a higher exchange rate because that leads to lower input costs. So if they're importing inputs, then they're not as affected as badly as you might think because their input costs are lower, and also because activity in the economy in general is higher and they're servicing the domestic economy, they're, in our results, initially not affected so badly. Manufacturing output, I think, is down by about 5%.